3. Richmond Park Academy. Numan.
Here at Richmond Park Academy, we start at 8:25 a.m. and have 5 lessons every day. There's a variety of subjects like maths, science, English, which are the core subjects. Then there's French or Spanish and PE. We leave at 2:55 p.m. Every day we have 2 break times.
Ferdinand.
During break, we get something to eat and we socialise with each other. We also have a ping pong table that we use a lot.
Arman.
A lot of pupils play basketball. That's actually the first thing some of us do when we come into school in the morning. I think basketball is fun because all our friends come together and do something healthy instead of playing PS3. I also play basketball 3 times a week at a sports centre near my house.
Lara.
We have a variety of clubs here, such as dance, where we have different types of dance, such as hip-hop and ballet. We also have a netball club, a cricket club and a drama club. I think the netball club is exciting. You wouldn't want to play boys and girls together because the boys are quite rough. So we have our own groups of just girls.
Arman.
My favourite subject at school is drama. I like physical learning. I don't like just sitting down all the time. At the moment, we're doing filming. We go out of class and make our own films. In my group, we're filming a story about a boy who joins a new school and gets involved in gang crime. Then he changes and becomes a pastor in the Christian church.
Lara.
One of my favourite subjects is maths. Maths can be quite complicated, but in the end, you can find your way around it. I like algebra because you need to think your way through it. Maths can help you a lot in life. I think it's important to know maths because we're living in a complicated society. The jobs are becoming harder and you need maths to have a good job and to be successful in your life.
Josie.
I like science and maths. I want to be a doctor when I grow up, so I need science. It also helps you in life to know how stuff is built. Maths and science are kind of linked, and maths is like a game. I like that. You have to solve problems and it improves your intelligence. When we get homework, we have to write it in our diary. We get our diary checked. Our parents have to sign it so that they can see how much homework you're doing and they can write comments if they're not satisfied. We're supposed to get homework in every subject every week, but sometimes we don't.
School uniform. Numan.
Every day we use a school uniform that represents our school. The school uniform is black and white. The boys wear trousers, the girls wear skirts or trousers, and we wear blue ties. All school uniforms have a logo on them so that you can see which school they represent. The logo on our uniform is an oak tree because the school is next to Richmond Park where there are a lot of oak trees. The pupils made it in art. We had a competition to make the best logo. This school involves the pupils in everything.
Josie.
We're not allowed to wear trainers, so we wear formal shoes, which are black. In this school, we're not allowed to wear jewellery, things like rings, bracelets and earrings, but we are allowed to wear watches. You're not allowed to use a lot of makeup or colourful fake nails, and your skirts have to be a certain length. Some people wear fake hair or extensions, but it has to be a natural colour. It can't be, for example, pink, red, orange, blue or yellow. if you wear jewellery and stuff, or wear non-uniform clothes, you get sent home, or to a place called IE, which stands for internal exclusion. You get sent there because you're not representing our school in the right way.
Laura.
The slogan for the school is to make our best better. That means that if, for example, you've done really well in a subject, such as English, you've aimed your highest, but you know that you can do even better. We can always aim higher.
The future. Laura.
There are three kinds of jobs I'm thinking of. I'll make my final decision later, but I want to be either an accountant, a maths teacher, or I want to do marketing or advertising.
Josie.
When I leave this school, I want to go to college and do a beauty and hairdressing course. It can lead to so much. You can do filming, weddings, videos and stuff like that. I really like that stuff.
Ferdinand.
I'd like to do something that has to do with the media, like photography, drama, being a director or actor, or I want to be head of a company, or perhaps a lawyer.
Arman.
When I grow up, I want to do something within the construction industry. My brother has done construction management. He's a manager and sits in an office, but I like more physical stuff.
Newman.
I want to become a doctor to help people, and I also want to help people in poor countries to get medication. You feel proud of yourself when you're a doctor. If you tell someone that you're a doctor, you'll be respected.
Chores. Arman.
I wash the dishes and tidy the whole kitchen. I have to take the bin out. Everything in the kitchen, basically, is my duty to tidy up. At the weekend, I get money to go out.
Newman.
I have chores to do, like keeping my room clean and helping my mum sometimes when she has a lot of work to do. I get pocket money every week. If I do well in my tests or something, then my mum and dad buy me something.
Lara.
My sisters and brothers and I help each other with our chores because it gets done faster like that. So, for example, if we are washing the dishes, someone washes the dishes and someone else dries them. And someone does the hoovering and someone moves the stuff out of the way. So it's more teamwork. The faster we do it, the more spare time we get. We get pocket money every week, and if we do well at exams and pass successfully, we get double the amount, or even more.
Josie.
My family is a big family. Sometimes I help babysit my little brother, or I take him places where I have to go. In my house, you have to keep your room tidy. It's your room and your responsibility. Sometimes I help out my parents if they need something done. I wash up or tidy up. I get pocket money every week.
Ferdinand.
I've got neighbours next door who need someone to help them with their kids' homework. They come to me and I help them out. I get £10 a week sometimes, and it's always on Saturdays.
Why I like school. Nimco.
The best thing about Richmond is that we're all together and we stand by each other all the time. Everyone is nice and socialises with each other and nobody bullies each other.
Arman.
I like this school because of the teachers. If you don't understand something, they find another way to teach you and make you understand.
Nimco.
What I like about my school is that we do PE. I like challenging all my friends.
Numan.
I like this school because you have a lot of facilities. Whatever you need is here. The teachers act like your friends. If you have any kind of trouble, you just go and ask your teachers. They let you know that they are there for you.
A mother walked into her son's room and said cheerfully, "Up, up, it's time to go to school." The son replied, "I don't want to go to school." "You have to go," the mother replied. "I hate that school. The kids are mean and rotten." "You still have to go," exclaimed the mother. "It's like a jungle, one fight after another. They threaten me at least 100 times a day," cried the son. "You have to go to school." "Why must I go?" pleaded the son.
"Because," replied the mother, "you are the principal."